This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. This is the final day before an election that people in Haiti hope will deliver them from instability and violence. On this last day, campaign rallies and TV commercials are forbidden. Schools and government offices are closed. Officials are urging everyone to just go out and vote. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Port-au-Prince.
Posters for the presidential and legislative candidates that seem to have wallpapered the city are now the only form of campaigning that's officially allowed. At a weekend rally for presidential candidate Charles Baker, voter Alix Cadichon said that, for him, the most important quality in a candidate is integrity.
Because we've experienced many people, and we've been fooled by many of them. And the last one was Aristide, who started well and then changed. Things got bad.
Recent polling has shown Cadichon's candidate trailing former President René Préval, who was widely regarded as a protege of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, the focus of a rebellion by former soldiers and armed gangs. Cadichon says his party isn't expecting a first-round win. This election has been delayed four times because of organizational problems, and Haitians say many of the candidates have been campaigning so long they're tongue-tied. After the months of delay, one presidential candidate dropped out and another recently died from lung cancer. Now, the ubiquitous campaign jingles have been removed from the radio and replaced by public service messages exhorting people to vote. One of the most common get-out-the-vote slogans here in Port-au-Prince is Al voter pour pas regretter devant. Vote now, so you won't regret it later. Officials are hoping more than 3 million registered voters will take that seriously. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.